This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Interrupt this thrilling discussion. You ladies talking about hair extensions, but we need to get back to the real issues of the day here on the DJ program.
That is a real issue.
Seven after the hour. Happy birthday to whoever is having a birthday today. It's World Osteoporosis Day as well. WOD Day, the annual high point of activity sponsored by the International Osteoporosis Foundation, which is deeply involved in educating you about the devastating bone disease, osteoporosis. Usually happens when you get older, though, right? You get frail, brittle. Remember I talked about having, when I was in L.A. a month or so ago, I went to see a bone doctor and did a density screen, and I have less than a 0.03% chance of falling down and breaking my bones as I get older. So anyway.
Well, breaking your bones. You fall down a lot, don't you?
No, what do you mean by that?
How can they give you a chance of how often you're going to fall down? I mean,
no, it's not how often. It's what happens if I do fall down. And you know, a lot of people, when they are older, they fall down and they break some bones, hips and stuff. And then they go to the hospital, they get pneumonia, and they die. That's the end. So I didn't want to waste this opportunity, this amazing opportunity, Jennifer, to underscore how important it is to keep your bone. You know, that'd be actually a good question for Jack. Don't you think so, Victoria? How do you keep your bones strong? You were just talking to him about your mom. Does she have strong bones?
Her bone density tests always come back normal or where they need to be. So, yeah. But I would imagine that Dr. Jack would probably say, and this is not something that a lot of people seem to talk about or know, but you can actually get more, and I've heard Jack say this too, but I've known this for a while, but, you know, if people think, oh, I'm drinking a glass of milk and it's been fortified with vitamin D and blah, 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 that's not really readily available for your bones.
No.
But if you eat kale or if you eat any sea vegetables, like, you know, seaweed or, you know, anything like that in Asian diets, all of that calcium, which has a lot more calcium than milk, that goes right to your bones. So up your leafy greens and your sea vegetables, and that's actually a great way to increase your bone density.
All right, Jen, let's talk about the, we have, what, is this thing on Thursday going to take place? What is this?
It's like you knew. That's where I was going, the debate.
Well, I'm psychic,
which is, does anyone care?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just asking the question. Like, I feel like everybody was so exhausted from the first one that I don't know if a lot of people are really ready for it again.
I think people will tune in. I do. I'll be watching. I mean, I'll be working it, actually, so of course I'll be watching. But there are some rule changes, and we would call this the third debate, but it's really the second debate, which is the third debate, which is the second debate. Got it?
Okay,
the second
great.
Debate was canceled.
Anyway,
couple of rule changes. This one's going to be hosted by Kristen Welker from NBC News. MSNBC is part of this. She's been a White House correspondent, I think, since 2014. And President Trump and Joe Biden both have agreed to be there. But there are a couple of things, little pieces of contention. One is that it was announced yesterday that they're going to have a mute button on, I guess, for the moderator. So each candidate will have 2 minutes uninterrupted to answer each question for the debate topics. But if anybody goes over, if there's interrupting, there is a mute button that the moderator can actually choose to use. Now, with that comes a lot of
pressure. Who's the moderator?
Kristen Welker from MSNBC.
You ever heard of her?
No. I mean, I've seen her face at the White House. She's a White House correspondent, but I didn't actually put her name.
How are they? Who chose these people to be there?
The Presidential Debate Commission, which has also come under scrutiny for being kind of in the can for Biden. Remember, they're the ones who picked Steve Scully, who just got suspended last week from C-SPAN because
Is this woman replacing him?
No, this is the third debate. She was always scheduled.
He was supposed to be the second one. Yeah.
Got it.
Right.
So she's she's also under a little bit of scrutiny. She's got a lot of pictures and allegiance, it seems, in her past to the Obama administration. So obviously there's always scrutiny from conservatives about whether or not it's going to be a fair shot. There's going to be pressure on her.
I should be a debate moderator. I am the only person in radio on the air who is fair and balanced. I would be a good
I would
moderator.
Be paid as balanced. I don't know.
Depends on your definition of balance, don't you,
right,
Victoria?
Keep it right,
meanwhile,
so they've got the mute button, but they're also now, the president said, since these are the same issues, because they released the topics for the debate, the same issues that were talked about in debate number one, President Trump said, why don't we talk about foreign policy? So his campaign actually sent a letter requesting that they add a foreign policy section, since nobody's actually debated about that yet. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if they add it in.
Yeah, that goes back to the Democratic debates where foreign policy was talked about. But you're right. No one has mentioned anything about that. That would be a good topic.
I remember saying negative things about Fauci early on because I was under the impression that he had some questionable investments, and not because I thought his info was what the info that's come from all these people and all these agencies changes every day. So now Trump has taken a shot at Fauci because Fauci basically said that Trump didn't want him to talk, and he went on 60 Minutes. So he did talk, and so. But doesn't Trump risk, unless every word that comes out of his mouth with the hardcore followers is gospel, is anybody questioning why Trump has taken off on Fauci? What is there about what Fauci is saying that's wrong? I guess that would be the question.
We go all the way back in time to Fauci. What he said has been wrong on and off. I mean, he's changed his stance.
Well, but a lot of it has been from all of these, the FDA.
He wasn't for the travel ban with China. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I think people take issue with Fauci. I think what the president is getting at is that Fauci is speaking from a medical perspective only. He's not looking at the total picture of people's economic and mental health. And I think that President Trump is ready, as are many Americans, to try to figure out how to get back to business again and to get back to living. And so I think with Fauci's commentary about canceling Thanksgiving and staying closed down, I just don't think that goes over well with the president. And as far as it goes, I think Victoria's right in how many people have made up their mind at this point. I don't know if Trump coming out against Fauci really means anything to anybody. I think it's just more fodder for the news media so that they don't have to talk about
so
the
what
Hunter
does
Biden
make
scandal.
A difference. And when somebody, I see Cuomo has said that we should be skeptical of any FDA COVID vaccine.
Yeah,
I think
California governor's doing the same thing. They're saying California has to approve it before it'll be rolled out in the state. Yeah. And I think that's ridiculous because California is making its
thing.
California's decisions for health are being made by people who are not real doctors. They are doctors of social welfare. They're doctors of things that are not medical. And so to have California say this right now, I think, is just simply political. And I'd say probably Cuomo saying the same thing is political. It's about trying to create distrust with Trump's administration.
But in New York, Dr. Zucker is the one making these medical decisions, not Cuomo. He's advising Cuomo, but it is a real medical doctor. And the fact is, those tests from the very beginning did not work that came from the federal government. We all know that. We had many, many stumbles with testing. New York went ahead and developed their own test, which right from the jump was 99.9% accurate. That's why New York was able to get the disaster under control. So for Cuomo to say that New York is going to do a review of the vaccine before New Yorkers get it, I totally support that. Because what if it happens? I mean, look, this vaccine is being rushed. Yes, it's political. Of course it's political, but it's still being rushed. And there are very few people. There are national polls that show there are not a lot of people who are really comfortable taking this vaccine.
There are a lot of people who are anti-vaxxers just in general. So
no, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, and I'm not taking this vaccine.
But you don't get the flu shot.
I'm not
this year. I'm getting the flu shot this year.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking
it can't
about
hurt.
It.
No. It's not going to hurt.
So the trials of these therapies, the interim results don't seem to show remdesivir and interferon to be what they were touted earlier on by Fauci and others. Right? I mean,
wrong.
We have to break this down. No, this is a mega study. This is a complicated thing. But what it shows is that interferon and remdesivir, when it's a moderate to severe case, it does not do anything. If it's a milder case, remdesivir absolutely works and can cut the symptoms and the length of time in about half, or it cuts it down by about 4 days. Interferon was much more of a disappointment. That is also part of like the AIDS cocktail, and they thought that that would do a lot more than it did. And in this new study, the mortality rate in the blind study group who took interferon had a higher mortality rate than the control study. Remdesivir had the exact same. So it doesn't prevent you from getting on a ventilator. If you're that bad, if you're going to die from COVID, you're going to die whether you have remdesivir or not. That's what this mega study has shown. But in other cases, if it's a more moderate or milder case of coronavirus, remdesivir does help. So, but hydroxychloroquine, that got dumped from the study because there were other studies that showed that it didn't really do anything. It didn't save lives.
Bunkum. That's bull.
I know you listen to what Dr. Ken says, but
yeah,
there are studies. But from the very beginning, Dr. Ken has been very pro this, and he keeps citing that one study in Marseille. That study has been debunked by a lot of European studies too. So this is part of the problem that we don't have one national source of information.
Right.
We have to keep doing our own research.
It's all the same baloney. All right. So the Dodgers fans are watching the World Series. Are you watching the Dodgers game today? Come on, Jennifer.
Of course.
Really?
Why wouldn't she? That's her team. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's got to work. How can you not work and
I'll have it on
just
while
sit
I work.
There? Yeah. Oh, but what are you going to be paying more attention to, work or the Dodgers game?
The Dodgers game
tonight.
I think
she can do both.
Well,
oh, it's really? On tonight. It's not even during the day. Yeah.
Right.
Really?
It's 5 o'clock
night
my
game?
Time. Please, yeah.
Oh, okay. So
am I not allowed to have 1 hour to watch a Dodger game? I think I can work it in. I think I can make it happen.
Crack open some wine and watch the Dodgers. It's 5 o'clock whistle.
Speaking of whistles, anything new on Jeffrey Toobin?
No.
I couldn't resist.
Gotta blow the whistle on him. Don't
My Jeez. God. Unga bunga. All right, so anyway, that's just looking at this COVID, the tests more being available. Is anything really coming out of these tests? There's so much like gobbledygook about that stuff too.
Well,
sites,
part of
where
the problem
to go,
with this
what
one.
To do, what kind of a test to have.
Right. Oh. The problem with this is that all the U.S. testing sites are supposed to report their results to the state health officials.
Yeah.
But the problem, though, is, and this is one of the things that Nancy Pelosi has, everyone likes to crap on her right now, but one of the things that she's been pushing for in this new bill is having a national standardized testing resource so that everybody is on board and we have one standard. We do not right now. This is a mess. It's all over. Every state is trying to handle it differently, and then we just are getting more and more in the weeds. So that's part of the problem. And this is what when I criticize the government, which is, the buck stops it with the president. When I say that this has been mishandled, this is absolutely a part of that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Time for us to take advantage of another sale. My Pillow, the Giza Elegant My Pillows made with luxurious cotton. There are four levels, so there's a perfect fit for everybody. And you can get them in the standard size, the queen size. If you use the promo code DJV, the regular price on these pillows is $69.97. You get them for $24.97. Wowie zowie. That's a pretty good deal, right? Go to mypillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Or you can call 800-716-5989 and take advantage of this sale and the Giza sheet sale. Two for the price of one, but even this, these beautiful big standard queen size pillows you can get for one third the price, that's really something special. So check it all out. They are there to service you and your needs 24 hours a day at 800-716-5989 or buy online. Go to the MyPillow website, mypillow.com. Use the promo code DJV at checkout. 21 after the hour.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is something new. Elton John. Got a new song here, kind of a bluesy thing. It's called Here's to the Next Time. A song recorded back in 1967, actually, Victoria, when he was still known as Reginald Dwight. The latest offering from his upcoming Elton Jewel Box collection coming out next month. A solo rendition of this song, Here's to the Next Time, written by Elton prior to working with Bernie Taupin, was recorded in late 1967. The version eventually appeared as the B-side of his first single, I've Been Loving You, in 68. In addition to the Here's to the Next Time demo, Elton uploaded the beloved B-side Billy and the Kids from 86 to streaming services. Let's crank this up a little. Let's refresh our memory on this one. I think people forget this song. Got so many hits. Right?
Yeah, I don't know this song. It's from 86. Yeah. I don't know this
But
song.
It doesn't it sound? It's so Elton.
Yeah.
It is so Elton. Elton Jewel Box begins with his 1965 work as early band bluesology, goes all the way to his Academy Award winning song, I'm Gonna Love Me, from the soundtrack of his biopic Rocket Man. 148
That's a great song.
Songs. Yeah, it is a good song. 148 songs in total, Victoria.
Wow.
Several of them have never been released or even bootlegged prior to this box. John also, so far, sharing the psychedelic Regimental Sergeant Zippo. We have that?
We played that a couple weeks ago. Yeah, that's the one that sounded, he recorded in the same studio that the Beatles had used.
Yes.
And so that was like his kind of tribute to the Beatles.
The Beatles, yeah.
It sounded
right.
Cool.
Yeah. Well,
a lot of this, most of this stuff I've never heard. I like Elton. I'm not a super fan, but like him. And I would love to see him live before he fully retires.
He's about my age, I think, isn't he? How old is he?
I think so.
Somewhere in there. What's that?
This is Regimental Sergeant Zippo.
Oh. Well, there you go. Fire! Oh! All right, that's the Elton John story. Coming up on 26 After on the DJV show, Victoria, Doug, and you with Toto. Been a year since they announced their breakup following a gig in Philadelphia. They've announced a reunion. Of course they have. Founding guitarist Steve Lukather and longtime vocalist Joseph Williams returning to the fold without, well, no, with Steve Porcaro and David Page.
They're out. Yep.
Yeah. So this is a new incarnation of Toto plotting a world tour. They're calling it Dogs of Oz, promising to play all the hits and deep cuts and solo music from these two guys. Going to preview the tour next month with a live streaming event. Matter of fact, tickets are on sale now, Victoria. But they've been, excuse me, the song Africa and Rosanna were the two big ones.
Excuse me.
Anyway, so that comes in, but I don't know. I mean, I always have thought that they would have a tough time putting together a tour because they only really had two or three big songs. So what are they bringing to the table here?
Apparently they have kind of a cult fan base. So obviously they have, you know, a lot of other songs that just never made it to the mainstream. But their popularity went way up when Weezer covered Africa in 2018. And that became a big hit for Weezer. So now Toto's kind of back, you know. Thanks to Weezer, Toto's back.
Ah, okay, I get it. In a manner of speaking. All right, yeah, it is a good song. Rosanna, Rosanna. That's the story of Toto, the updated story on Toto. And this is the place to get updates on pretty much everything in the world that's worth talking about. 28 after the hour on the DJV program for Tuesday. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will return in session despite an effort from the minority leader to adjourn until after the election. Republicans shot down Chuck Schumer's request to stop work until November 9th. That would have pushed Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation until after the presidential contest. Expected on the Senate floor today, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell reintroducing a skinny stimulus package.
$500 billion of good that Congress can do right now through programs that Democrats do not even say they oppose.
Democrats have already voted down a similar package earlier this year, and for the sixth consecutive year, Chicago has topped the list of the rattiest cities in the United States, according to Orkin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
As President Trump prepares for his upcoming debate with former Vice President Joe Biden, rest assured, Hunter Biden will be discussed, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki.
While former Vice President Joe Biden takes a break from the campaign trail to prepare for the final presidential debate on Thursday, President Trump's campaign says he already has a game plan in mind. Senior campaign advisor Jason Miller tells Fox News that the information on Hunter Biden's laptop will be brought front and center at the debate one way or another.
Well, if Kristen Welker, the moderator, doesn't bring it up, I think you're pretty safe to assume that the president will. Again, these are real simple questions that Joe Biden needs to answer to the American public. And keep in mind, this is also supposed to be a debate on foreign policy. I know the debate commission is now trying to move the goalposts yet again and work in a bunch of other issues, but we're going to talk about Biden's support for endless wars. We're going to talk about the pallets of cash right out. They loaded up the billions of dollars, sent them to Iran, and then you better believe we're going to talk about all the foreign corruption, the foreign money that's been coming into the Biden family. And if Joe Biden can't answer these real simple questions, you know he's running from something.
The final presidential debate takes place Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee.
It's still October, but it's beginning to look a lot like winter in parts of the country, as measurable snow is falling in the northern Rockies through the Midwest. A winter weather advisory in effect for parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, where they could see 2 to 5 inches of snow. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's 34 after the hour, Tuesday, October 20th, the DJV program on the air. It is my son's birthday today. Happy birthday to Brendan, who's
Happy
enjoying...
Happy birthday, Brendan.
Yes, his new life as a married man. Planning for the future, if you know what I mean. And all about that, a lot of good things going on. He's a wonderful son, has provided me with much joy, actually, over the years. A little bit of... A little consternation as well. All parents see that in their children. Your parents see that in you, Victoria, when you were growing up. Well, were they ever distressed by some of your activities as a child or a young adult? When Fancy Nancy said, this is the way you should do things, and you did things the opposite way.
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't...
You were goody-two-shoes as a kid? Wow.
No, I mean, I wasn't in trouble. Like, I wasn't... Well, actually, that's not true. I did get in trouble a lot when I was in grade school because my younger brother was picked on a lot, and so I basically beat up everyone who beat him up. So I had to eat lunch in the principal's office every day for a long time. But my parents stood by that because they knew what I was doing.
Didn't the principal know what was going on? Why did you do that?
No, they were idiots. They didn't, you know, they didn't deal with the problem. They just dealt
Welcome
with, you know,
modern
me.
Right, exactly. You're the baddie. You're the problem.
Exactly.
So we'll put you in a chair, the dunce chair in the office.
Right.
It's also Daisy May's birthday today. My beautiful
happy
little
birthday,
English.
Daisy.
Yeah. And she celebrated by eating, going outside, eating grass and throwing up.
Nice.
One of the things that we also, we should underscore this one.
How old is Daisy? Is she three?
Daisy's five. No, Daisy
five?
Was born
wow.
on October 20th, the 2015. Yep, 5 years old. I got her when she was almost three. Well, let's see. No, she was 2.5 mm-hmm. when I got her. So she's lived half of her life with me.
Wow.
And half of it she did was, I told the story, but it puts your mind on to the people who are capable of doing these things. She was in a puppy mill down in either Alabama or Arkansas, and she had been in a cage for 2 years, never was let out. She had two litters. She lived in her own squalor. She couldn't walk. Her hind, because she never had exercise, she couldn't move her back feet when I got her. And quickly put her into a couple of different programs that exercised her hips and her legs. And today she keeps up with the best of them, tearing around the farm, running after squirrels, all that stuff. That's her favorite pastime. She sees a squirrel, she thinks she can climb a tree to get at the squirrel.
I'm just impressed that as a bulldog that she's so active. Because I have one of my best friends has a bulldog who barely wants to walk out of the
house.
Well,
they feed him too much. Yeah, that's the problem with bulldogs. They get fat. Remember I told you when I had Charlotte. Charlotte was my first bulldog and probably one of the most important beings in my life ever. And so I at first didn't think I wanted another bulldog, but then I saw Daisy and I knew that I would have a wonderful time with her. She's just a wonderful, sweet, sweet thing. And I just find her to be, she's different than Charlotte, but she's every bit as lovable. She's not really my dog per se. She's everybody. She loves everybody because anybody who pays attention to her, given her life, her history, where people would beat her, she's scared to death of when I sweep the floor, she sees the mop or she sees the broom and she just is terrified. You can tell by looking at her.
Mm.
And, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's that kind of stuff. I want to take the broom and do something with it, but I can't tell you what I want to do with it when I think about those sorts of things.
Mm.
Anyway, it's a good happy birthday for Brendan, my son, and for my dog, Daisy May. So there. And I wonder how many people celebrate. Do you know the birthdays of your two dogs? Do you celebrate birthdays with your dog? Just acknowledge it or think.
Oh sure. Well, yeah, we have
13th birthday or something.
Cooper, my little love of almost 17 years, we lost him on Christmas night.
Right.
I knew his birthday because I had him from when he was a puppy. So, but with Bentley and now Chester, they're both rescues. So, you know, they were strays from Puerto Rico. So the vets can kind of only do a guess, you know, based on their teeth of how old they are.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically, what we do as rescues, we just use what we call the gotcha day. And that's the day that you either get your animal from a rescue or out of a shelter. So we have a happy gotcha day. So that's their anniversary / birthday. So
yeah.
Bentley is July 5th. And we actually, I have to look back now to see, we haven't had Chester for only a few months, so we have to figure out what date we'll use as Chester's gotcha day. But
yeah,
I think it's wonderful to celebrate every year that you have with your loved pets,
it
of
is.
Course.
Absolutely. All right, some other things going on here. The U.S. has unsealed criminal charges against six, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Ruskies.
Mm-hmm.
In connection with some of the world's most damaging cyber attacks, including complete disruption of Ukraine's power grid, and then the releasing of mock ransomware viruses that infected computers all around the globe, causing global damage to the tune of billions of dollars. These no good SOBs. How we have any relationship? It's interesting because we take. We sort of take the Russians in stride. You know, we know that they're no good. We know that Putin is a murdering thug. And it's kind of, he's almost a character, in a manner of speaking. Whereas we don't have, nor should we have, I don't know that we should even have that attitude toward him and them, but the Chinese, man, there's a whole different horse there. And, you know, you think about, they have weaponized so many different, they've weaponized drugs, hello, the whole pandemic that we have is caused by what they did in that laboratory in Wuhan. And
mm-hmm.
yet nobody, it seems, is still taking it, I don't know if taking it seriously is the right way to look at it, Victoria, but taking them to task. Where is the universal outrage? Individually, there's plenty of outrage in countries all around the world. But where's the governmental outrage? Are we giving in to them so that they can become the most powerful country in the world and take over the world? That's what they want to do. Take over the entire world. They want the entire world run by them. That's what they want.
Right.
That's their stated purpose. So are we just going to all roll over?
That's kind of. I think that the tide is turning. I really do.
Governments or with people?
Well, I think you know, power comes from the people and our vote. And so I think that, you know, when you vote in somebody, hold them accountable. Make sure you know what their email address is. Make sure you know who your congressperson is, who your senators are. You know, I mean, these are things that the American people need to do. You vote in the person that you take, it's all a gamble. You know, you take a gamble on the person that you think is maybe the surest bet to listen to you and what your desires are. And then you hold them to the fire. Hold them accountable. And I think that consumers right now are looking and looking to see on every product where stuff is made. And I think that's the beginning of the tide that's turning. And, you know, again, using your vote, you know, in a way that I think we can eventually get to a maybe I'm being too optimistic, but I could see us getting to a bipartisan level of skepticism against China and maybe having that be a unifying goal for all of us to work together to extricate China from our supply chains, which is not anything, this is nothing new, and this is what makes it so complicated. This is 40 years in the making. This is not going to be an overnight thing. One person can fix it. But there are things that we can do now.
You know what?
To lay the groundwork.
They studied us and our psyche so well, they knew exactly how to play into us. Make everything cheap. Appeal to Americans and American businesses.
And greed. American greed.
Yeah.
That's a big part
of it. Exactly what they did.
Yep.
And so they'll fall into that same pattern because they're greedy bastards too. The people that run the country, they want to be in control of everything, including, most importantly, the money. That's what they want. Meanwhile, the Trumpsters have agreed to sell armaments to Taiwan, and you can imagine that the Chinese people are not, well, not the Chinese people, the government's not happy. The foreign ministry said that it violates the One China policy. You know what? Go screw. Who cares what you, you know, exactly. Why we should pay any attention to them or what they say.
Well, the problem, though, is that I agree with you, but this is what happens, though. On a humanitarian level, they take it out on the people. So they're going to take it. Look what they did in Hong Kong. The Chinese government, you know, we were supporting Hong Kong, and we were working with them, and then as soon as China thought that it was they were getting a little too much freedom, then look what they did. They sent in all of those soldiers. They beat their own people. They tortured them. And this is what they're going to do now to Taiwan. So that's where this delicate balance is, because America obviously wants, we do not want to be responsible for, you know, for people being tortured and killed. But that is the price that those people end up paying every time we push back on China. So I think that maybe, you know, I know the tariffs, I know you know this more than most people, you know, has been a disaster for the farmers over here. So, but, you know, there will have to be some real strong policies. You know, one of the things about, you know, I hope in the next debate they do talk about foreign policy, because I think it would be interesting to see. We know what Trump's game plan is. It's just, you know, tariffs and things like that. But, you know, Joe Biden has a storied history in foreign affairs. That's why Obama chose him, because Obama had no real experience with foreign relations, and that's what Joe Biden's specialty is. Very well respected from both sides of the aisle. That's, you know, and so for many years, I would be interested to see what his policy is going to be on that.
Yep, that'll be interesting. Yeah, you're right. See what happens one way or the other. The tide seems to be tilting, as much as a lot of people don't like to hear this, but the polls are pretty significant now. They seem to, the
it's
numbers
gonna
seem
to be a tight race.
Changing. You think it still is going to be tight?
Absolutely. Really? Yep. Yeah, I think it's going to be really tight. Because, look, we all fell for, you know, the polling back in 2016, everyone said, oh, well, Hillary's going to win by a landslide.
Yeah,
well,
true.
She did in the popular vote. But, you know, in those swing states, in the electoral college states that are so important, she was a disaster, as to use Trump's word, because he loves to say that. But, you know, so I don't know. I don't think that we're going to really know for a while. So I think it will be close.
All right. Here's something. Well, the Dodgers are in the World Series. Will that be close? You have to find out tonight. One of the things in our download is a discussion of the Dodgers being in the World Series, the current download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We also discuss in the download Trump's treatment when Dennis Quaid and Reagan came together, but I'm not sure. Anyway, the Asteroid Hunters, we talk about that. And there are a lot of other things, some of which I remember and some of which I don't. Imagine being on the air as much as we are. See, people say to me after we get off the air, what'd you talk about today? I don't remember.
People text me all the time. My husband says that. He's like, oh, how was the show? It was good. What'd you guys talk about? I don't know. It's like instant amnesia.
Right, exactly. It makes a great impression on the audience as well. Anyway, the download is there every day for you. Get a piece of the action with the download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
During the 1980 presidential campaign, Ronald Reagan struck the killing blow to President Jimmy Carter's chances for re-election by asking one simple question: are you better off than you were 4 years ago? A recent Gallup poll asked voters the same question. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. According to the poll, 56% of voters said they were better off than they were before President Trump took office. This percentage is higher than when the same poll was conducted during President George W. Bush and Barack Obama's administrations. When Reagan asked this question, the answer was a resounding no, as evidenced by his solid victory over Jimmy Carter. But in 2020, the answer seems to be yes. But what does this predict about the 2020 election? If American voters believe that Trump contributed to their improved circumstances, then it could mean that they will support the president regardless of the polls. Either way, it is clear that Reagan's question is every bit as relevant today as it was in 1980. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
All right, here's a quickie from the DJV program. Germany planning to pay Holocaust survivors $660 million in aid. Apparently, there are still 250,000 survivors around the world, and these payments will be made to them, not just to people in Germany. I thought that was interesting, Victoria. They're all pretty elderly, as you could imagine.
Yeah.
A lot of them deprived nutrition during their formative years, during what was going on. This is appropriate, I would think, wouldn't you? Under the circumstances?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe in reparations like that, sure.
Yeah. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you're a jet, you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette.
Aha, big time stuff here on Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and you with music from West Side Story, the revived Steven Spielberg production in the can. Is the music from the story is exactly the same, same script and everything, right? Just different actors? Isn't that it, Chucker, pretty much?
I don't know the answer to that question. I know he wants to capture the tone. I don't think it's the same decade. It might be a decade later, but the casting he wanted to get right. I'm not too much... Listen, they didn't release any footage on it. They released a few stills. It was supposed to come out this December, Steven Spielberg's remake of West Side Story, which is a pet project for him. He wanted to do it for a very long time. It's been kicked to December 2021. But the reason we play that music this week in movie history, Doug, West Side Story was released in theaters in 1961. My all-time favorite musical, Richard Beamer and Natalie Wood. I don't know if everybody knows, but their voices were dubbed. It was a great dubbing. I thought they were tremendously, had really good chemistry. Yeah. Producers did try to get Elvis Presley as the lead.
I remember
his manager, Colonel Parker, told him not to do it because you want to be associated with gang violence. And then his next film, he did sort of that theme. And then they also looked at Anthony Perkins, 1 year of Psycho, who was a Broadway actor also. I don't think that would have worked out too well.
So there's a new...
I like the final product very much.
Mad Max spinoff in development, but it doesn't have Charlize Theron in it. What's the thinking behind that?
I don't know. Maybe she just doesn't want to...
No, she said she wanted to. I saw something that said she was upset.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They recast her with a younger woman, so I don't know if they just aged her out or whatever, but I think the new one is going to be a prequel, but she seemed pretty upset that she only found out about it through the news, tabloid news.
So I didn't know that. Tell her. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, here's one. You want to rent a theater? I wonder if you're doing this with the theater you're associated with. down there in Strasbourg, AMC has announced that you can rent any theater for any private screening for $99 to $349, depending on the movie What do you think of that idea?
That's a good idea. I think for people who are a little bit nervous to go to a movie theater with so-called strangers, if they want to bring some friends and family and get COVID together, why not? I'm just kidding.
Come on, Chuck.
I'm just saying. I mean, who knows? I mean, you can pick up a virus anywhere. It's obviously you're taking a little bit of a chance if that's what you believe. But yeah, we do it all. We do it. A lot of people rent the theater out to watch the Goonies. I think like 4 or 5 people come in and watch the Goonies. These theaters have the ability to either have stored DCPs where you could put in a Blu-ray in one of these $75,000, $100,000 projectors. Yeah, it's a good idea, and it can be a lot of fun. It's good for a birthday party. I've done this myself with my daughter numerous times.
You have?
It's a good
idea.
Yes, yeah. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
All right, so Penelope Ann Miller is going to play Nancy Reagan in a biopic about Nancy Reagan. This follows, obviously, all the other biopics about important people. What do you think? Is this something that I'm not sure you'd be too excited about it? But
Who's going to play her?
Nancy Reagan is going to be played by Penelope Ann Miller. Dennis Quaid is going to play Reagan.
Oh, okay.
And John Voight is going to be a fictional KGB agent who is tracking Reagan and his wife.
What's interesting about Penelope Ann Miller, I have not seen her work in a very long time. She was a significant actress in the 80s and 90s, co-star with Arnold Schwarzenegger in Kindergarten Cop, was Al Pacino's co-star in Carlito's Way. I haven't seen her in a long time. She fits the bill for Nancy Reagan, though. I could see her in that role.
Yeah, that's good casting. Yeah. I'm still skeptical about Dennis Quaid playing Ronald Reagan, though.
Why? I think his face is... Somebody
I don't know.
Well, I want to say he's done it before. Something sticks in my mind.
Yeah, I thought he did it. I thought he did do it before.
Yeah, I think he's done Reagan before
in
something.
I agree. I would look that up. I think he would.
They give him the rouge on his cheeks and, dye his eyebrows. Comb his hair the right way. Yeah, I can see him playing. He's been, I don't know which one it is. We got to look that up. But I'm sure he's been at it. All right, Chuckle, what else you got for movie news?
If you like superhero movies, Spider-Man 3 with Tom Holland has begun some shooting, believe it or not, in New York City. And Thor Love and Thunder, which Natalie Portman will play a female Thor, start shooting in January. So, production starting to slowly ramp up. It's just a matter of time and when these movies will find a home, whether theatrically or just streaming, Doug.
I'm voting for the theater, Chucker. You know that. I'm on board with the theater. Keep your small stuff in the small screen, if you know what I mean. All right, 59 past the...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.